Well, we're going to do another podcast tonight, but we're working on a whole different format. This podcast is tentatively titled Gun Show, and tonight is our opening podcast. We're going to take a look at some interesting ideas in firearms. I spent the day today at a local gun shop. Well, not today. Several hours of it, however. And looked around. Saw what the inventory was like in terms of what it had been. And discussed the outstanding month of November that the local firearms retailing industry enjoyed as a result of the general election on the 4th of November, wherein this wonderful country decided to bestow itself with a untested and untried, certainly unknown, President Barack Obama. Among the many things that his election has engendered in the general population, in the micro-niche slice of population in the gun world, the reaction has been one of great alarm, and it has spurred sales. Pretty much like the 94 assault rifle ban did, pretty much like Y2K did, September 11th did, and of course when the ban expired in 2004, the same frenzy of activity was evident in the shop this month. So, that's some basic general local knowledge here in the metropolitan Atlanta market, at least, in relation to the gun business. Been a damn good month. It's been a damn good November. A lot of people have purchased weapons. And it doesn't appear that there's a huge influx of individuals who have never purchased weapons that were buying said guns. It was mostly folks that have been in the gun game for, you know, a length of time. They have a modest collection as a minimum, and a great deal of interest and a great deal of money because they're gainfully employed. It does tend to fit the profile of the average gun buyer or gun owner. Give me a second. I have to go retrieve some more liquid refreshment. I'll be back in a moment. Alright, I'm back. And the gun we've decided to pick is today's topic in terms of speculative modifications. Yeah, maybe I'll call this podcast Speculative Modifications. Things you could do to stuff if you had some money to do it with. Okay, that would be like the basic premise of the program is these are theoreticals. How would you modify a given item? You know, in this particular case, we're talking firearms. In this particular case in firearms, we're talking the Taurus Thunderbolt 357/38 Special Pump Action Rifle. It's available in carbon steel or stainless steel. I'm looking at the stainless steel spec sheet at the moment. You know, it's basically a copy of the old Colt. I think the Colt 106 short action pump, chambered in pistol cartridges. Great idea way back in 1906, I think, is when it was introduced. Great idea today. Robust, simple mechanism. Short throw piston, manually activated. Dual sidebars, you know, so it won't kink left or right. You know, nice, strong, positive ejection. And because you're manually applying the energy, you know, a good, clean fucking feed. You know, once you get the rhythm of the weapon down, it's clack, 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 clack. You know, works well. It's an easy muscle memory pattern to pick up and master. So it has that going for it. Second major advantage with the pump action rifle versus a lever action is you do not have to break your firing grip. That really is probably the most critical advantage of the design. The firing grip itself stays constant, so that as you've achieved a proper buttstock contact with the shoulder, good cheek weld with the buttstock, your mechanics are fundamentally aligned, and you're locked in the groove that you've established through constant repetitive practice. You know, the gun snaps up and shoots true. Conscious aiming really is not required. All that is required is being able to see the target you're shooting at. Now, this is not the kind of thing that a guy can go in and pick up with 25 rounds of ammunition. I suppose it's theoretically possible. There probably are some gifted people out there, gifted in shooting, that have no idea of their abilities. God knows I've seen enough. Raw rank amateurs do very well very quickly, you know. But I don't think that's the case. I think you need to, you know, you need to be in the guns. You need to have fired a couple thousand rounds in a long gun of some description. 20 or 30,000 rounds probably be better in terms of a level of experience, you know, so that you've got the fundamentals correct and you can actually perform. Anyway, the Thunderbolt here is an intriguing weapon because of that. You don't break the firing grip. You see, that's critical. It's a side gate loading mechanism, so it is suppressible. Now, the stock model, the gun we're going to work from as a derivative, is it's an interesting little gun. It's a 26-inch barrel. It's a long goddamn gun. And it has to be 26 inches in order to get 14 357 magnums in the loading gate and accommodate the spraying and everything else that's required. The good news is it's a side-loading weapon, like a Winchester Model 94. So it's not tube-fed like a Marlin Model 60. The shells come in from a loading gate located on the right-hand side of the receiver. Looking at it, it's probably possible to build some sort of... that would be another mod, would be the addition of a speed-loading tube so that you could stuff 13 rounds into it in one quick, easy push. You know, you got a long little cylinder of... a preloaded cylinder of 357 magnum rounds, 13 of them, you know, stack them right in a tube. It's got a little detent lock, like a ball detent, so that, you know, you hook it into the load lever, the loading gate, lever it up against the buttstock, and push the rounds in one smooth stroke, as opposed to 13 separate reloading motions with a thumb. I mean, even without a speed tube, you could probably get the reload down on, I would say you could get that gun, 14 rounds in that gun. You should be able to do that in 28 seconds, 2 seconds around. Probably do it much less, a third less. Anyway, so quick to reload, but a fairly impressive magazine capacity, 14 rounds. And that's a fairly impressive cartridge as well. The 357 Magnum is a 38 caliber bullet, and they run in weight anywhere from as light as, I think the lightest I've ever seen commercially loaded was a 95 grain bullet that had incredible velocity. I bet you Corbon or MagSafe have got rounds that are that claim over 2,000 feet a second out of a 6-inch barrel. So, you know, you're thinking in terms of a complete powder burn in a 26-inch barrel. You might be able to get, like, Federal's 357B to, well, I don't know. You might be able to hit 1,900 feet a second with that. And if you can accelerate that 125-grain jacket at hollow point and it comes in that particular piece of ammunition up to those speed levels, you know, you're talking significant energy on impact. Now, a devastating round, I would believe, especially in a close-brush urban kind of environment. Now, 26-inch barrel length, that's kind of long. I don't think it's going to be quick handling, just because I've got another long gun with a 26-inch barrel, and it's unwieldy. Probably would be smarter to order that unit, cut it back to, oh, I don't know, 16.5. Now, here would be the ultimate mod. You know, you've got your speed loader, but you're using short ones because you've cut it from 26 to 16, chopped 10 inches off the barrel. But you've added a 10-inch can on it, so that it's quiet. See, it's a lock breech design. It's a pump gun. So if you put a suppressor on that puppy, keep the load subsonic, then you can jump up to probably custom bullets in 225 grain size, at least 158s, 185s. Hell, I think I've seen 185 handgun loads offered for hog hunting and deer hunting in states like Georgia. So, you know, you can get a big fat bullet moving subsonic with a can, then you've got a virtually undetectable weapon that should be able to throw around. I'm gonna be bold. I'm gonna say you could hit things at 200 yards with that subsonic heavy bullet. You know, they tend to fly true. Well, in the old days, in black powder days, they were using half-inch rounds, you know, because they couldn't get them to travel faster than 800, 900 feet a second. Yeah, anyway, so that would be the mod for the Thunderbolt. Cut it back to 16 inches. Build some custom speed loaders for it. Thread the muzzle for a quick detach suppressor, and something with a buttstock. Probably go to a Schutzen style, something a little bit more elaborate than the straight Winchester copy they threw on it. And that would be our mods. That would be the Liberty Land Special Thunderbolt 16-inch barrel, advanced armaments suppressor, quick mount. Comes with 4 reloading tubes that allows you to, and because if you're chopping 10 inches off the length of the gun, you can't get 14 bullets anymore. Maybe 7. Maybe 8. But now here's another possibility. You could also offer a custom load for the gun. That's a 357 mag case that's cut down to Smith & Wesson, 38 Smith & Wesson length. In other words, take that 357 magnum case, cut it in half. You know, so that completely loaded let's say the cartridge dimension for the heavy bullet in a short case is 1 inch. You know, so in 1 inch, if you've got 1 inch bullets, then even in a 16-inch mag tube, you should get 15 rounds. Now, obviously, you lose a lot of energy there because you're not pushing anywhere near the powder, but it's a hell of a lot lighter on the gun and easier to suppress. I mean, it'd probably be difficult to go transonic with it. Yeah, quiet loads for your quiet gun. Shoot anything with it. That would be a nice little rifle. But, you know, it's the MSRP on just the baseline guns, $800, $813. That means you can probably, if you can find one to buy, you can probably get away with $679, $679, $689, something like that in a local gun shop. You know, but you got to compare that, you know, $689 for that, man. You know, what else could you buy? You know, another couple hundred dollars, you get a black gun. Well, I wonder if you could make it Thunderbolt Tactical. Retro, baby, retro. I'll tell you the one fucking get a can on would be one of those damn Chinese Winchester 92 clones. Mid cannon. Yeah, short barrel shotgun, permanently affixed suppressor. Pooh. Kuchu. Bam. Pump gun? I'd go with that lever gun, man. That Chinese lever gun would be just fine. Well, that's a project for another day. We're flipping over to the podcasting info. Take a look at length. Oh, been going 11 minutes. Plenty long enough for podcast number one in the Gun Talking series. I think this was Speculative Creations. Anyway, it's late December. This is episode number one. Thank you for your attention.